So, Sheldon, tell us about your trip. Where'd you go?
Where didn't I go? I went to New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Denver, Seattle.
How are they?
Oh, I have no idea. I never left the train station.
Hang on, you traveled across the entire country and never left a train station?
Why would I? That's where all the cool trains are.
I'm sorry, so you never went outside?
Or had a single piece of fruit.
So, why do you think you'd make a good pharmaceutical sales rep?
Well, I'm a people person. People like me. Some of my favorite people are people. I feel like I'm saying people a lot. People. Okay, I'm done.
You sure?
People, yes.
Good. So, how do you feel your previous job experience has prepared you for a career like this?
Well, as a waitress, sales was a big part of my job. I mean, believe me, I convinced a lot of very large customers who should not be eating cheesecake to have more cheesecake. I mean, one of those chubsters even had an insulin pump.
I have an insulin pump.
People.
It's weird, right? A grown man in his 30s living with my mother?
That is weird. I thought he was like 45.
Come on, you don't think it's a little odd?
I don't know. She's lonely. He needs a place to stay. I doubt there's any funny business going on. And even if there was, who cares? They're both adults.
Who cares? You wouldn't care if I slept with your mom?
You know what? You're my best friend and she's in a bad marriage. I give you my blessing.
This is stupid. I'm just gonna call my mother and be honest with her.
Because that's what little matzo balls do.
Part where you talk.
All right, let's say a physician was prescribing one of our competitors' drugs. How would you convince them to switch to ours?
Any chance his car needs to be washed by a girl in a bikini? I'm really sorry for wasting your time.
Don't worry about it. Thanks for stopping by.
Okay, thanks. I'm sorry. Listen, could you do me a favor and not tell Bernadette how badly I blew this interview? She'll get upset, and honestly, I'm a little terrified of her.
You're scared of Bernadette?
Yeah, kinda.
I thought it was just me! Everyone thinks she's so nice with a squeaky little voice.
I know, but she's kind of a bully.
No, but she is. I didn't even want to meet you, but I was too scared to say no to her.
Me too.
Yeah, you know, one time, I had to tell her we were cutting the research funding for one of the drugs she was developing.
What happened?
I couldn't do it. She's still working on it. To tell her about this, right?
Oh my god, no.
At the hot dog stand in the Denver train station, Heinz ketchup. At the hot dog stand in the Salt Lake City train station, Heinz ketchup. At the hot dog stand in the Indianapolis train station,
I don't care.
Wrong, Hunts. Hey, Amy, what do you say? You ready to move on to the mustard round?
Noticed that I've been sitting back here quietly stewing for the past 2 hours?
Well, I just thought you were bad at the game.
I'm mad at you. How could you just go away like that without even saying goodbye and then call Leonard for help instead of me?
Amy, may I please have a moment of privacy to speak with my roommate?
We're in a moving car. What do you expect me to do? Stick my fingers in my ears?
I was thinking put your head out the window like a dog, but that'll work. Please, this'll be quick. Leonard, as soon as we get home, I want to have coitus with Amy. Okay, she can't hear. The reason I called you is because I didn't want Amy to know I couldn't make it on my own.
What's the big deal?
Of course it's no big deal to you. You idolize me, and nothing could ever knock me off that pedestal you put me on.
It's true. You are a god to me.
Can I stop now?
Just tell her.
I called Leonard because I failed, and I didn't want you to think less of me.
You were worried about that?
Yes.
Sheldon, it's okay with me that you're not perfect.
Can I have one more moment with Leonard?
Sure.
Amy just hurt my feelings. I want to break up with her.
Now, I never thought I'd say this, but I'm kind of excited to see Sheldon.
I never thought I'd say this, but Penny got a job today.
She did?
Well, the only reason she got it is because the guy who interviewed her loves me.
What do you want?
I kind of got the feeling you might not be okay with me staying at your mom's.
You're right. I'm not. I think it's weird.
Howie?
It is. He's a grown man. He's just gonna live there rent-free? How is that gonna motivate him to get off his butt and get a job? I mean, do you even have a plan?
Hey, you're not my father, okay? And besides, your mother and I were talking...
Wait, your mother and I? You're not my father!
I didn't say I was your father!
Well, I didn't say I was your father!
Hey, calm down. You're not his father. He's not your father. Nobody's anybody's father.
I'm sorry you don't like my life choices, but it's my life.
Well, it's my house. It's my rules.
Oh, okay, Dad. If I mow the lawn, can I have my allowance?
Don't you take that sarcastic tone with him.
I have to listen to you.
Don't talk to her like that. That is my mother. Wife, my wife. I said my wife.
You know what? This isn't getting us anywhere. When you're ready to apologize, you know where to find me.
Yeah, in my house!
That's right, sucker!
I wish I'd never gone on that trip. I feel no better now than when I left.
But you still accomplished something.
Yeah. If you had told anyone that you were going away on a train by yourself across the country, you know what they would have said?
That I couldn't do it?
Exactly. Right after they said, yeah.
But you did do it. So what if it didn't all go your way? That's what makes it an adventure.
That's a good point. Yeah, I'm a lot like Gandalf the Grey. He fought the Balrog and emerged stronger than ever as Gandalf the White. I was robbed of my phone and pants, and I too came back stronger. And whiter, too, because I wasn't in direct sunlight for 6 weeks.
See? This trip was good for you.
Indeed. I was the world's smartest caterpillar. And then, after pupating in our nation's railway system, I've burst forth as the world's smartest butterfly.
Butterfly could have gotten himself home from Arizona.
Now I feel renewed. I'm ready to deal with any changes that come my way.
Hey!
Hey!
Look who's back!
Your hair is different. You changed your hair. I can't take this. I'm out. Would you like to see pictures from my trip?
I thought your phone got stolen.
Yeah, it did, but luckily all my photos got backed up to the cloud.
And you thought they all had a silver lining?
Here, day one, this was the seat I was going to sit in, but didn't because there were cracker crumbs on it. And as it was first class, I suspect Ritz. This is the train bathroom. This is the Imodium I took, so I would never have to use the train bathroom.
Chapel, you traveled the entire country and never left the train station.
I know. You know, I almost died in a fire in Des Moines, but I stayed put. FYI, that's when the Imodium gave out.